This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya wal-mursaleen, Nabina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran amma ba'd. Last week we took, brothers, the definition of al-Iman. And how the definition of al-Iman has three pillars. Affirmation of the tongue, وَيَعْتِقَادُ مِنْ الْقَلْبِ, and also believing with the heart, and also action with the limbs. And the action is of two types, action of the limbs and also action with the heart. But inshallah ta'ala we'll be speaking more about the action of the limbs, because this is where there is much controversy, and you find that the people, they negate the action of the limbs. And at the same time they claim that the Iman, it is sufficient for one to have complete Iman by only affirming something with his tongue and at the same time believing with his heart. And he is not in need of any actions whatsoever. And as inshallah ta'ala we're going to come on to later, the Rukniyatul Amal, that the Amal is a pillar when it comes to the pillars of the definition of Iman. But before I go into that, last week we mentioned some matters pertaining to the issue of al-Iman. What happens now if I take the belief out of al-Iman? I affirm it with my tongue. At the same time, I do actions. For example, I pray, I fast, I perform the Hajj. But at the same time, I don't have any belief. What does that make me? The munafiq. The munafiq yaquluna bi afwahihim ma laysa fi qulubihim. They say with their tongues that which is not in their hearts. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They say we believe in Allah. We also believe in the last day, the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates the iman from them and he says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they are not believers. نعم. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about the munafiqeen that they stand up for prayer. Inna al-munafiqina yukhadi'un Allah, wa huwa khadi'uhum, wa idha qamu ila salati qamu kusala. The munafiqs, the hypocrites, they deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He deceives them. Wa idha qamu ila salat, and when they stand up for prayer, they stand up in a lazy manner. Yura'un al-nas, they show off to the people. All their intention was to what? Show off to the people. That's why the ulama, they say, like people like Ibn Rajab in his kitab Jami' Ulum al-Hikam, that the riya, the showing off when it comes to the ibadat, if it reaches a stage where all actions that a person does are just to satisfy the khalq, the ibad, the creation, then this person, he might reach the stage of the munafiqeen. That's when a person, all his actions are what? For the sake of people. So a person's actions can actually end up being the like of the munafiqeen. Na'am? So you have the munafiqeen who would say la ilaha illallah. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the munafiqeen come to you, O Muhammad, they say, we witness that you are the messenger. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses that you are his messenger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly knows that these people are lying, they're liars. So they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would pray, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, you are the messenger, you are the true messenger, you are the true Lord. They would pray with the people, with the sahaba, they would pray amongst them. They would say, La ilaha illallah. They would do actions, but at the same time there was no belief. So does that make them mu'min? If they say with their tongue and they do with the actions, it doesn't make them mu'min. Until they what? Firmly believe it in their hearts. So you need every single one of the three in order to establish an iman. And we mentioned also, and I repeat this again, na'am, that some of the Jahmiyyah, who are also known as the Ghulat al-Murji'ah, they say that the iman is just mere recognition. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَخْبَثِ الْأَخْوَالِ. If you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your iman is kamil. Whoever recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his iman is what? Kamil iman. His iman is complete. So the one that knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true Lord, that has not the right to, no one has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he just knows who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, this person is a mu'min. And this is the statement of the Jahmiyyah, which is from the worst of the statements. And you find also people today saying the exact same thing. Who do we enter into Islam? From amongst them is who? The shaytan. Who knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was his Lord. What did he say? فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَوْغُيَنَّهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. He swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your honor, by your honor, I will mislead them. And I will misguide them. وَلَأُضِمَنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. So he swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that show you? That shaytan knows who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Who else do we enter into Islam? The mushrikeen. The mushrikeen Quraysh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? The mushriks, those that were there at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. They say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would affirm some aspects of a rububiyyah, the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew that he was the khaliq, the creator, the mudabbir, the sustainer. But what they did was, they did shirk in al-uluhiyyah. They used the worship, they used them intermediaries. They know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main creator. They had hubul, they had some other statues in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and themselves. They said, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We don't worship them except that they get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little bit. So if someone now believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Khaliq, the Mudabbir, that He is the sustainer, the Malik, the one that owns everything, and the one that sustains, and the one that creates all things, it is not sufficient for him to be a Muslim. This is the exact thing that the mushrikeen of Al-Quraysh, they believed. They wouldn't argue with you in this, but they would argue when it came to the ibadah. They would make dua to Hubul, or the other statues that they had, get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. He called them kadhab, liars, and also people that are excessive in their kufr. And also Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that al-Islam was a true religion. He knew. Even some lines of poetry which say are ascribed to him, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَ. I have come to know that the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of the religions. لولا الملامة أو حذار مسبة لرأيتني سمحا بذاك مبينا. If it wasn't for blame coming towards me and also me being insulted, you would have seen me coming out openly and being okay with this religion. But he feared the blame of the blamers and what the people are going to say to him, because he saw his nephew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being oppressed. So he feared that blame and also the insult that will come his way. And he died what? Upon kufr. You find the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, لَعَلَّهُ تَنْفَعُ شَفَاعَتِي. لَعَلَّهُ, perhaps my intercession will come as a help to him on Yawm al-Qiyamah. فَيُجْعَلُ فِي ضَحْضَاحٍ مِنْ نَارٍ يَبْلُغُ كَعْبَيْهِ يُغْلِ مِنْهُ دِمَاغُهُ. He will be put in the shallowest part of the fire. It will reach his ankles. And when it reaches his ankles, it will be the cause that his brain boils. He won't be in the bottom, like the munafiqeen. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكَ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqun are in the lowest part. He will be in the highest part, the most shallow. And the fire will touch his ankles, it will reach his ankles, and through that, it will boil his brain. يَغْلِ مِنْهُ دِمَاغُ. So what does that show you? That Abu Talib died as a kafir. and he will abide in them. And it's from the intercessions that are specific for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah we'll elaborate on intercessions, the types of shafa'a, when we come to the chapter of shafa'a. So is that clear, ikhwan? We need the qawl. A person, he needs to affirm it with his tongue. If a person doesn't affirm it with his tongue, he can't be a Muslim. He has to believe in his heart. Otherwise, he becomes a munafiq. And he also has to do the actions. These three are pillars. You find that there's a lot of controversy. A lot of controversy in regards to the amal. So I'm going to elaborate more on it. People who take out the amal and the fusaq, those that commit ma'as and transgression, they love this madhab. Madhabatul irja. Why? Because they don't need to do any actions. No matter what he does, his iman is fine. And brothers, I mentioned last week as well, wallahi, we are not in need for someone to come in this time and era to change some of the principles that we have in our religion. The ulama al-mutaqaddimeen, the ulama al-huda wa masabih al-duja, they have explained this in detail. They have told us that the iman is qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad. And I mentioned also Imam Ahmad time and time again mentioned. And Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala also used to mention all the time, إِيَّاكَ أَن تَتَكَلَّمَ فِي مَسَلَةٍ لَيْسَ لَكَ فِيهَا سَلَفٍ. Beware of speaking about a matter you don't have an imam preceding you in it. So you have the ulama al-mutaqaddimeen, people like Imam al-Humaydi, who is a teacher of Imam al-Bukhari. And we mention time and time again, we're trying to give emphasis to these books. Why? So you feel comfortable and you feel secure about what the previous scholars have mentioned. Because I can come today and teach the books of Imam Ibn Uthaymeen or Sheikh Fawzan or Sheikh Ibn Baz, but they are mu'asir. They have only come in this time. Even though there's no aib in it, but you feel more comfortable and more secure when you're learning the books of the mutaqaddimeen. People like the teachers of Imam Bukhari, the tabi' al-tabi'een. Imam al-Humaydi met 70 of the tabi'een. And also Imam Abu Zur'at al-Razi, Abu Hatim al-Razi, Ibn Abi Hatim al-Razi, Abu Dawood, Imam Ahmed, the son of Abu Dawood, who has this book called Al-Ha'iyya. All of them, they say that the iman is qawlun wa amru i'tiqad. And Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, وَكَانَ الْإِجْمَاعُ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. That there's a unanimous agreement. There's an ijma'. Brothers, Masdar al-Talaqi. We take our religion from the Qur'an, the Sunnah, and the ijma'. If the scholars or the Sahaba have unanimously agreed on a matter, فَإِنَّ أُمَّتِي لَا تَجْتَمِعْ عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ. The ummah, they won't gather upon dhalalah. And the ijma' is a hujjah, is a plea, just like the Qur'an and the Sunnah is a plea. And whoever opposes the ijma', he falls under the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ الْهُدَى. Whoever opposes the messenger, after the guidance has become clear, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and he follows other than the way of the believers. So this statement here, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, whoever follows other than the way of the believer, the ulama have mentioned it is the ijma'. So you have the Qur'an, the sunnah, the ijma', and the khiyas al-sahih, which will come on to another time, but at the moment constitute the Qur'an, the sunnah, and the ijma'. So if there's an ijma', it is upon you to take it. So Imam al-Shafi'i, who was the teacher of Imam Ahmad, he said that there's a unanimous agreement amongst the Sahaba, والتابعين, and those that came after him, the tabi'een. Who's a tabi'een? Someone that met the Sahaba and believed in Islam. من بعدهم ممن أدركناهم, from those that we have met, أن الإيمان, that the iman is قول وعمل ونية. It is affirmation of the tongue. Also action and also intention, أي الاعتقاد. لا تجزئ واحد من الثلاثة إلا بالآخر. بالآخر. And you can't have one except that you combine it with the other two. One can't be valid until you combine it with the other two. So you need it as a group. You can't have one and leave off the other. Is that clear? And brothers, why are we mentioning the importance of the issue of an iman? If a person now thinks, he doesn't need to act, all he needs to do is say La ilaha illallah and believe with his heart, what happens? يَغْرِبُ جَانِبَ الرَّجَاءِ. He what? Pushes the side of having hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says to himself, I am safe. As long as I say with my tongue and I believe, I am fine. I don't need to do any action. He doesn't pray, he doesn't fast, he doesn't perform any hajj. That's why this topic is really, really important. And we mentioned last time, now we have the ijma' ikhwani, and also Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَالْمَشْهُورُ عَنِ السَّلَفِ, that which is well known within the Salaf, وَأَلُ الْحَدِيثِ and the people of Hadith, أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمْلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ, that the iman is qawl, affirmation of the tongue, action of the limbs, وَنِيَّةٌ, and also اعتقاد, belief. وَأَنَّ الْأَعْمَالَ كُلَّهَا دَاخِلَةٌ فِي مُسَمَّى الْإِيمَانِ, وَحَكَى الشَّافِعِيُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِجْمَعُ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ, and that the أعمال, the actions, they go under the definition of الإيمان. And Imam al-Shafi'i has transmitted an ijma', a consensus. So you have Ibn Rajab also mentioning this on behalf of Imam al-Shafi'i. وَمِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِمَّنْ أَدْرَكَهُمْ وَأَنْكَرَ السَّلَفْ عَلَى مَنْ أَخْرَجَ الْعَمَلْ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كَانَ شَدِيدًا. And the Salaf, they disapproved of the one that takes the actions out with a very severe disapproval. Again, you have Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, also Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions and quotes them in his Majmu' al-Fatawa, the volume number 7, page 209, and also page 308. Brothers, we mentioned last week that we're going to now try and explain some of the hadith. There's a hadith that says, a person will be taken up the fire after the malaika, the anbiya, they've all interceded. A person will be taken up the fire. قَوْمٌ لَمْ يَعْمَلُوا خَيْرًا قَطْ. People will be taken out and they never did any good deeds ever before. What did we just mention now? That the iman labud, a person, he has to do actions. A person will be taken out. A person will be taken out. And he didn't do any actions. And one other point, brothers, you have to understand that there's the ijma', a consensus, unanimous agreement. The one that completely takes out the action and he doesn't do any action whatsoever, this person is not a Muslim. Just like if a person takes out the i'tiqad, this person is not a Muslim. If someone says, I'm not going to do any actions, I'm not going to do any actions, this person is not a Muslim. And there's a unanimous agreement. Those that have studied Nawaqid al-Islam, you find that the 10th Naqid, the 10th aspect that nullifies a person in Islam, is to turn away from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality. لا يعمل به ولا يتعلمه. He doesn't learn the religion, he doesn't act upon it, he doesn't do anything at all. Maybe this person was doing good deeds. He reaches a stage in his life, he goes, I am not going to do anything. I know that I have to do this, I have to do that, but I'm not going to do anything at all. And you find today Muslims are like that. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do anything. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضْ عَنْهَا. Who is more unjust than the one that is reminded of the ayat, he turns away from it in totality. Brothers, I'm not saying the one that says, أخي, I'm not going to fast now, نعم, and then he fasts maybe the following year, or he fasts sometimes, and sometimes he doesn't. I'm talking about the guy that doesn't want to know anything about his religion. This person, this kind of person, is the 10th nullifier that is mentioned in Nawaqid al-Islam, who in totality turns away from the actions. That brings us now to what? The ahadith, لَمْ يَعْمَلُوا خَيْرًا قَطْ. A man, he didn't do any good deeds, and he's taken out the fire. We just mentioned now there's an ijma' that this person is a kafir. How does this person come out the fire? Because we know a kafir, a guy that disbelieves, he doesn't come out the fire. As for sahib al-kibir, the one that drinks, the one that fornicates, there's a possibility that he's gonna be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sooner or later he's gonna come out. So if we're saying now, the one that turns away from actions and totality is not Muslim, how does this person come out? And how do we also interpret the hadith? مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ أو صِدْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ أو مُسْتَيْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ whoever says لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and he believes in his heart with truth, he will enter into Jannah. There's no action mentioned. So if one says لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and he believes it in his heart, he enters into Jannah. Where's the actions? How do we interpret these hadith? So this is what I want to explain today, inshallah ta'ala. Because otherwise, it can easily contradict with what we mentioned before and how we interpret some of these hadith. So these kind of hadith, whoever says La ilaha illallah and he sincerely believes in his heart, enters into Jannah, it is applied to those who said the kalima, but time didn't allow them to act. An example of this is the hadith in Sahih Bukhari. كان غلام يهودي يخدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. There was a young boy, a young Jewish boy, who used to give service to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فمرض يوما فأتاه يعوده النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأتاه النبي يعوده. So this boy that used to help out the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became ill one day. So the Prophet came to visit him because he was sick. فقعد عند رأسه. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sat next to his head. فقال له أسلم. So the Prophet is telling this boy who's Jewish, to enter into Islam. أسلم. فنظر إلى أبيه. So this kid now looks to his father. يعني what should I do? وهو عنده فقال له أطع أبا القاسم. So his father says to him, follow Abu Qasim, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, follow him, accept what he says. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this boy, what did he do? He says, لا إله إلا الله. He enters into Islam. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويقول الحمد لله الذي أنقذه من النار. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who saved this boy from the fire. So this boy now, the whole point is he said, لا إله إلا الله. Did he get the chance to do any actions? He died straight away. He died straight away. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that saved him from the fire. So these kind of hadith are what? Apply to situations like this. Also, for example now, in the middle of a war, the Muslims are fighting with the disbelievers, like what happened to Usama ibn Zayd. Usama ibn Zayd was fighting, and this man that he's on top of now, was killing the Muslims. So when Usama ibn Zayd, Makkana minhu, was on top of him, wanted to kill him, the guy said what? La ilaha illallah. He said, La ilaha illallah. Usama ibn Zayd killed him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Usama ibn Zayd, أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَ أَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Did you just kill him after he said La ilaha illallah? So Usama ibn Zayd goes, radiallahu anhu, he only said La ilaha illallah because he was scared. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so angry to an extent that Usama ibn Zayd mentioned, I wish I didn't become Muslim that day. Or I wish I wasn't a Muslim. Yani due to the fear and the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in such an angry manner. So the Prophet said to him, أَشَقَقْتَ قَلْبَهُ. Did you open up his heart and check inside to see if this person was telling the truth or he was basically يعني, saying this out of sincerity? So Usama ibn Zayd, the whole point is that we judge the people with this apparent. If someone says La ilaha illallah and then after he never had the ability to act, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows if this person was saying it with sincerity. So we judge upon the apparent. Right? So this kind of a hadith that we just mentioned are applied to people who didn't have the chance to perform any action. Is that clear? That's one ishkal that is now been clarified. So what do we do now with the other hadith? لَمْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرًا قَطْ. He didn't do any good. And he comes out of fire. And also this has been explained by the ulama. Ibn Abd al-Barr, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهُ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ حَسَنَةً قَدْ. As for the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't do any good deeds. Until when he says, وَهَذَا شَائِعٌ فِي لِسَانِ الْعَرَبِ أَنْ يُؤْتَى بِلَفْضِ الْكُلِّ وَالْمُرَادِ الْبَعْضِ. This is something that is common upon the tongues of the Arab. Sometimes they totally negate something and the intended purpose is what? That there's still something small there. And I'll bring some examples inshaAllah. وَقَدْ يَقُولُ الْعَرَبُ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ كَذَا قَدْ يُرِيدُ أَكْثَرُ مِنْ فِعْلِهِ. Sometimes the Arabs, they say what? This person, he didn't do anything. But what they intend by is the majority of what he has done. أَلَا تَرَى إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ لَا يَضَعَ عَصَاوَ عَاتِقِهِ. For example, our brothers, and this Imam Abdul Barr, who was from the greatest of the scholars of the Malikiyah, he mentions the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will now explain a lot of things. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu, about the married him. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this woman, Inna Aba Sufyan la yadaw asahu an atiqih. Abu Sufyan, he doesn't take the staff off his shoulders. What do we understand from this line? We can easily understand from this line that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that 24 hours he's carrying a staff. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu was someone that used to excessively hit his wives. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَا يَضَعُ عَصَوْ عَنْ عَتِقِهِ. He doesn't take the staff of his shoulders. Does that mean 24 hours when he goes to sleep, when he walks on the road, he's carrying a stick? Is that possible? 24 hours he's carrying a stick. 24 hours, 24/7, he's beating his wives. Rather, the Arab sometimes, because someone excessively does something, he's known to do something, they completely either affirm it to him or they negate in totality. Another example is, if I ask you, Abu Bakr, to make me a house, for example. I ask the brother Abu Bakr to make me a house. And I want the house to be in a certain way. I want the house to be in a certain way. And when I go see the house 6 weeks later, he's made the house in such a way that I find it totally incorrect. How many times do we hear, sometimes we hear people saying, Akhi, you haven't done nothing for me. You haven't done any work. Even though there's still something there, he's done something, but because it hasn't been done properly, you negate in totality. And also the statement of the women. The statement of the women. And that's the reason why the majority of those in the fight are women. Huh? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad's laughing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, أُرِيتُ النَّارِ فَإِذَا أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِيَ النِّسَاءِ. I was shown the fire, the majority of those in the fire are women. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, أَيَكْفُرْنَ بِاللَّهِ دُرِي disbelieving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He goes, لَا يَكْفُرْنَ بِالْعَشِيرِ. They are ungrateful to the husband, لَوْ أَحْسَنْتَ إِلَىٰ إِحْدَهُنَا الدَّهَرِ فُمَ رَأَتْ مِنْكَ شَيْءٍ قَالَتْ مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْكَ خَيْرًا قَالَتْ. If you was to be good to her the whole year, she sees one little thing. She goes, I haven't seen any good from you. Do you understand, ikhwan? Sometimes, because someone, he might be not doing something properly, you find that the Arabs, they negate it in totality. So this hadith is carried in the same meaning. And also Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, وَقَدْ أَوْرَدَ هَذِي الْحَدِيثِ تَحْتَ بَابِ. يعني he mentioned this hadith under his chaptering, ذكر الدليل أن جميع الأخبار التي تقدم ذكري لها إلى هذا الموضع في شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في إخراج أهل التوحيد من النار إنما هي ألفاظ عامة مرادها خاص. That all these ahadith that speak about the intercession of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that we just mentioned now, a person will be taken out, it will be interceded for him to come out the fire and he didn't do any good. And those that are taken out of the fire from the people of Tawheed, إنما هي ألفاظ عامة. These are general statements where the intended purpose is something specific. هذه اللفظة, this wording, لم يعملوا خير قط من الجنس الذي يقول العرب. It is from the type of wordings that the Arabs use. ينفي الاسم عن شيء لنقصه عن الكمال والتمام. Sometimes you find that the whole name is taken off due to it being not complete or being deficient from its completeness. فمعنى هذه اللفظة على هذا الأصل لم يعمل خيرا قط على التمام والكمال لا على ما وجب عليه وأمر به. So this statement, you find that because this person was deficient in his actions, let's just say for 70 years this guy he lived. 70 years. 69 years he was what? Not doing any actions. For the last year before he died, he started doing actions. Is it befitting now for the Arab to say this guy hasn't done any actions? That's how they speak. That's something that is common upon their tongues. So this hadith is, this person still had some actions. He still had some actions. Na'am? He had some actions, but it was negated from him due to how the Arabs they speak. So he still has some actions with him. Those that haven't been here last week, you might find it a bit difficult understanding it. Na'am, we mentioned that the iman is called an affirmation with the tongue, belief with the heart, and also action with the limbs.